In this edition of In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics, coming to you from our outstanding studios as always, we catch up with the ultimate team leader, ultimate team player, Orlando Brown. He's already working out every day on his functional football strength. This guy's ready to roll. He talks about players that he's studied tape on at the collegiate level. Talks about some of his offensive tackles that he's impressed with that might be available to the Bengals in the draft. He talks about some of his teammates that the Bengals have acquired in veteran free agency. Talks about guys that he had played with before. You know, you got a safety, Geno Stone, former teammate with the Baltimore Ravens. We talk about Trent Brown, like the UPS commercial. What's Brown done for you? Twin Brown Towers, baby. And Brown at the running back position. We talk about all that. I tell you, after spending some time with Orlando Brown, the offseason can't go by fast enough. You're going to love it. Appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. As always, we're coming to you from our unbelievable studios provided by First Star Logistics, and we have an unbelievably amazing guest with us today. This guy, I have a tremendous amount of respect for, not only as a football player, I mean, he's Pro Bowl football player, but he is an unbelievable human being, and I'm speaking of Orlando Brown. Big man, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on.
So, how's the offseason going at this point in time? The body feel pretty good?
Body feels great, man. My body feels great. I've just been spending a ton of time developing, you know, my strength to a different level. And I think that's something that's going to help my game out, something that I've been working with the strength coaches on pretty much all offseason, man. I didn't take too much time off. And I've just been here in Cincinnati grinding. I'm getting to know the city a little bit more, man. I'm loving it.
You know, it's interesting. You lift weights growing up, and then you get to a football program where you have a strength coach that's like, all right, now I'm going to start doing some things with you that will help your functional football strength. You know, not necessarily what you did, how much can you bench press, how much can you curl, you know, all that. I'm going to be working with your core, you know, your core, your hips, where it's going to help your functional football strength. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about? You're working that part of it big time?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And so that's the most important part for me this year was getting functionally strong. And I feel like there were certain areas that I lacked last year and even previous years before that in terms of functional strength, because I've spent so much time on working on my flexibility in my ankles, my feet, my toes, my calf, you know, stretching that, my hip mobility, you know, all of those different things that help you, you know, trunk and core strength, all those different things that help you move better and all that different stuff, things that I lacked for a while. And so I feel like I kind of got it to a point where I was as flexible as can be, but not necessarily functionally strong in those positions. And so that's really just how I've attacked this offseason is, you know, I've got my weight set where I've been at, you know, for the last few years. I'm as flexible as I've ever been in my life. And then from here, it's just about getting functionally strong in this body.
I'll tell you, though, to be at the stage you're at in your career and to go through all you've gone through in terms of contact and all that, to still have that kind of flexibility, man, you've worked at it now. That's something to be proud of, big time.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of, you know, and you played, you know, it's like one of the unspoken things about the sport is, you know, what you put in is what you get out. And so I've been fortunate to have a really good team around me in terms of the people that work on my body. You know, shout out my guy, Dave. He lives in Arizona. He comes to see me pretty much once a week in season. And, you know, he's doing some type of manual therapy that allows me to go out there and perform at a high level.
Boy, you're excited about getting back after it. Let's talk about last season. You lose Joe Burrow, which, I mean, the two seasons that Joe Burrow's played a full season, you went to the Super Bowl and you played the AFC Championship game. I mean, obviously, that's a big deal. But unfortunately, he's had some injuries in the other years. You know, it hadn't worked out that way. But, boy, last year to go 9-8 you know, you have a quarterback, Jake Browning, step up and play his tail off, really. I mean, I think you've got the best quarterback room in football with number one and number two quarterback. Yeah. And last year, the way you guys played, when Joe went down and Jake, you know, was the guy, what went on? How did you guys handle that? How did you say, we're going to finish the way we did finish?
Yeah. Well, you know, we still came up short. We finished a little bit above 500. Obviously, I think it was 9-8.
Yep.
But man, we really obviously wanted to, you know, get in the dance, get in the playoffs. And so the mindset was going to be that through and through. And so I feel like Jake came in, did a great job with his confidence and showing his preparation and how prepared he was for these games and battles that we experienced. And we kind of, you know, fed off that energy as a team. And normally, you know, I say in the NFL, you know, you can only go as far as your quarterback goes. And I think Jake came in, man, and did a great job in terms of just his quarterback approach, you know, trying to be the best version of himself, which allowed the team to have that confidence.
The entire AFC North finished above 500. Unbelievable. One game out of the playoffs. You finished just one game, you know, out of the playoffs. It was on the table until the very conclusion of the season. I thought everybody performed, you know, incredibly well. Now here, the offseason, been through the combine, you know, all the guys are out at the combine, the underwear Olympics, you know, doing their thing. And, you know, I've got mixed feelings about the combine. I know you probably have mixed feelings about the combine as well.
I do.
tell us about your combine experience a little bit. Here's a guy that is one of the best in the game, you know, is tracking for a Hall of Fame career. And the stupid combine, I mean.
Yeah.
Tell us about that story. Tell us about that story.
I know, man. I know it's, you know, I hate that even happened. You know what I mean?
No, I guess
I have full control over. But, you know, for me, I really enjoyed the meetings. I enjoyed the interviews, being able to show off my football IQ, my personality, thinking under pressure, all those different types of things. I enjoyed that part of it. Where I did struggle, obviously, was the physical part. And any team that I met with, anybody that I met with there that asked me how I was going to test, where my bench, the only thing I was wrong about was my bench press. I had been doing 18 to 20 the whole time. I hit 14 there. But in terms of my 40, that was, I mean, around where it was at. I mean, it was a 5'7", 5'6", you know, which I think officially it was a 5'7" something. But my first rep was definitely a 5'8", 5', and it felt like it. my on-field workouts weren't great. But, you know, it was such a pivotal point for me in my career, man. It was very humbling because, you know, I came in the league with somewhat of a bad taste in my mouth. For that, I've got a huge chip on my shoulder being a third round pick at that point. And on top of that, man, they drafted me to the hometown. And so, man, I'm one to put an immense amount of pressure on myself. And, you know, being drafted to Baltimore after all of that happens, after coming in, having to earn that right tackle job and being able to earn that in due time. And, you know, the rest is history.
I know you're a football junkie. You really study the game. I mean, you study a lot of tape of a lot of players. How about the collegiate game? Is there any offensive lineman coming out of college that you've seen play a few times and you're like, man, I like this guy's game?
Yeah. No, man. I mean, I think your heavy hitters are your heavy hitters. My favorite player in the draft, just in terms of turning on the film and watching them, is J.C. Latham. I really like the way that he plays from Alabama. Yep. I just feel like he's NFL ready. You know, when I watch film on a college guy and, you know, I'm looking and thinking about his transition to this level, I want to see how consistent his footwork and hand placement is. How is he against the elite of the elites, against the sorriest players in college? You know, how does he play? And so J.C. Latham is a guy that really sticks out to me in terms of consistency. You know, no matter who he's played, he's been the same player. And I think I don't think he has any red flags. I feel like he's probably one of the more consistent guys. Joe Ault out of Notre Dame is a close too. You know, he's another guy that's a really special talent. Super tall. I know he's not super long, but I mean, when you've got the height, that helps, you know, in terms of the lack of arm length. I don't think it'll necessarily have an effect on him. And on top of that, he's got great feet. And, you know, he seems to have a very strong lower body, which are two important things coming this level, man. If you can handle the bull rush and move your feet, you'll be able to at least do this for 6 or 7 years. So, yeah. You know, I really like his game. Trying to think of some other guys that come to mind. I think it's Patrick Paul out of Houston, I think, is another name. I really like him. Mm-hmm. There's one guy I haven't watched yet. There is a tackle at Duke I haven't watched yet. But I think he's a pretty good player too, from what I hear.
Yeah, you've done a little bit of work on that next level. You know, you talk about something though. Everybody talks about in sports in general, the great athletes. It starts with your feet, ends with your hands. If you have really good feet and really good hands, you're going to be able to function at a high level, whatever sport it is. You know, if it's baseball. If it's basketball, I mean, your feet are the primary first thing, you know, and then you have to be able to have hands and finish. Same thing with linemen. Your feet have to get you in position. You finish with your hands to punch and all that. If you have good feet and good hands, you can play this game, right?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And that's, you know, really what it comes down to, especially in today's game up front, man, is, you know, are you going to be able to have confidence in your footwork when you're playing those really good rushers, you know what I mean? And trust your feet to take you where your hands are supposed to be.
Yep. No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the old commercial. What can Brown do for you? Remember that commercial?
It's UPS, right? What is
it? Yeah. What can Brown do for you? Brown can do a lot for the Bengals, man. You got one at running back. You got two tackles. You have the twin Brown towers now at the tackle positions, man. I mean, both 6'8", just prime beef, you know, guys at the tackle spots. What do you think about Trent Brown? I mean, here's a guy. He comes out of college, drafted in the 7th round by the 49ers. And both you guys are Super Bowl champions. Both of you guys have played in the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. Telling you what, man, twin towers like that, twin Brown towers like that. How about this offensive line? Two tackles at 6'8". Volson's approaching 6'7". Kapp is probably close to 6'6". Unbelievable. And all of you got four Super Bowl champions. Yep. You got you at left tackle. You got Karras at center, Kapp at right guard, and Trent Brown. Four Super Bowl champions in the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line. That's what it's all about, is winning the championship. You guys know what it takes, man. I'm pumped for these guys. I'm pumped for you guys, man.
Yeah, no, I'm excited too, man. I think Trent's going to be a great addition. I really like what he brings in terms of natural ability and, you know, kind of who he's been already. And that's, you know, I think the thing in free agency, when you're these teams, you want to make sure you're getting the right guy for your system. And, you know, you kind of know what you're getting. You know, you want to know what you're getting. And I think he's 31 years old, maybe just turned 31 years old. And last year was one of the best years of his career. And so, man, I think, you know, we're getting a guy that's an elite pass protector. You know, that's one of the best things he does is blocks one-on-one amazingly against really good talent, no matter who it is. And so we pass the ball 40 plus times a game often, you know, and I think that'll play to his strengths and what he can do in the run game too.
Yeah, and in this division with Watt, with these, you know, and it's not, they don't just have one pass rusher. They've got, you know, multiple pass rushers. Man, to have talent like you guys have up front, you got to have it, right?
I mean, Oh, absolutely, man. And that's what, you know, it takes to win the Super Bowl. That's what it takes to win these big playoff games is, you know, having bookend tackles, having quality quarterback play, having a really good receiver, you know, and a good pass rush. I mean, all those are, you know, some of the most important, you know, factors into winning a championship.
And I look at both you guys, you know, 6'8", he's 6'8", 370 pounds. And you think, oh man, his feet are really good. He's got good
amazing
feet. You have great feet, good hands. I mean, it's like that proves the point we were just making earlier. I mean, it's all about, you know, no matter how big you are, if you can't get there, if your feet won't get you there and allow you to use your hands and all your body strength and everything to finish it, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah, man. Exactly. And so, you know, when you got guys like Trent Brown or myself who are extremely tall, long human beings that are also heavy, you know, it's a lot harder and a lot more difficult to be able to do that. But, man, you learn to train yourself through muscle memory. And that's really all football is muscle memory, because You know, when you're on this level and I'm in the heat of a moment, I'm not thinking about my footwork. I'm not thinking right. about my hands. It just happens. You know what I mean? Yep. And so maybe it wasn't always like that in high school when I started taking it serious, but that's what it comes down to. And so, man, I think, man, me and Turner are going to be great. You know, one of the best tackle duos in the league.
I agree. I'm excited, yeah. man. Can't me wait too. To watch big boys do on the edge. Get it done.
Oh, yeah.
So, free agency, you lose a couple of, you know, great players, tremendous leaders, Joe Mixon and Cheeto. Yeah. Joe Mixon, of course, you know, fan favorite, teammates love yeah. him, great team leader. Cheeto, same way, great team yeah. leader. But you have a lot of leaders on this football team. And mm-hmm. And Zach Moss at the running back position. Man, I watched this guy on tape. And so, you know, I'm like, Zach, you're a perfect fit for the inside-outside zone and the gap scheme. He goes, well, man, that's basically what I've run. And I look yeah. at him at 5'9", 200 and whatever pounds against this big offensive line, hiding behind you guys and the blocks you make. He's out of nowhere on people, and he runs yeah. with that body, you know, 5'9" body with a good lean. He's trying to tackle a pectoral and a quadricep. Tell him running game could be awesome.
It is. It's going to be great, man. You know, Joe Mix is, you know, obviously close to me, and yeah. just because of our ties at Oklahoma and everything. Right. I mean, we've literally been knowing each other since we're 17 years old. And so, yep. You know, man, that's literal family. But sometimes, man, the thing about the sport on this level, too, is the business. You know, that's kind of one of the things that comes with it. It's unfortunate, but that's just where today's NFL is. But I think Zach Moss is going to come in and be great for us in terms of a scheme fit, what he can do in the gun, his lateral quickness, his explosive-like ability, and what he's kind of done on so many few carries. You already know what he's going to do, you know, in this type of position. And so when you have a running back like Zach, I mean, man, I think it's going to be great. You know, he's an elite. He's a really good pass protector for a running back. Yep. You know, which is always a plus as well. And so, you know, they got a 3-down back, and, you know, they were able to do it for, I think, $4 million a year, man. And I think Zach is going to come here and be one of the better running backs in the league and show why.
No, you mentioned the blitz pickup and his blocking ability. Yeah. I've caught up with him and, you know, he talked about being a linebacker till he was a senior in high school. And then he played just running back. He was both up until the senior. So that linebacker mentality, man, you know, he'll do the blue collar stuff. He'll get his nose dirty. I love the toughness of the guy. You know, I mean, he's one of those guys that, you know, he'll take on any task. Doesn't matter anything yeah. to help the team win. Right.
Yeah. And that's important too, man. Like, you know, when we're installing a play, or, you know, your offensive coordinator is putting together a game plan, having someone like that, I mean, it helps everybody out.
No doubt. All right, so on the defensive side of things, at the safety position, Geno oh, yeah. Stone out of Baltimore. If there's yeah. anybody that I wanted to talk about Geno Stone, because I'm hearing all this, man, unbelievably smart, tremendous football IQ, green dot guy in the huddle. He's the guy you want to make, you know, the calls come to him, and he makes the call, and then he makes calls from the back end. This yeah. guy sounds like a football savant. Is he that kind of guy?
He is. Another, I think, similar story to mine in a sense of, I think, kind of comes in the league with a bad taste in his mouth, you know, being a 7th-round pick. And he's kind of always had the ability and ball skills. One of the reasons that the Ravens drafted him, I know he was still a 7th-round pick, but I think that more so had to do with some of his testing numbers or his height and size or whatever that may have been. So he's come in with a chip on his shoulder, and he's kind of had to earn his way all the way through and through. And so Geno was someone as a rookie that I remember seeing with Matt Judon, Anthony Levine, you know, Tony Jefferson at 6 a.m. in the weight room with these veterans, these guys that are, you know, in completely different, I guess you could say, times and a lot older than he was at the time, maybe about 10 right. years. And right. so he's training with these men every morning at 6 a.m. And so that spoke in terms of his work ethic and mindset and approach. And that just kind of grew. And last year, I think, was his first real year of getting a real opportunity. And he made the most of it. 7 interceptions, 2nd in the league in interceptions. And when you bring in a free safety, a safety like this that has the amazing ball skills that he has and has the confidence to do those things and is familiar with different coverages and knows how to disguise it. I mean, you got to respect it. And so who he is as a football player is going to be amazing for us, but also who he is as off the field is just as important, you know, in terms of his work ethic and how tough and gritty he is.
That's great. That's just great stuff to hear. So, I mean, you know, you lose a guy like Cheeto on the back end, but you get a guy similar. I mean, the same type of makeup, same type of character, you know, and the chemistry and the character still all going to be there. And you talk about a guy that, you know, at 6 in the morning, waking up to work out. Von Bell is re-signed. He's a 5 a.m. workout guy, you know. He's the one that started the day off meetings the defensive backs have, and Mike Hilton continued to have that. But Von Bell, they also signed at the safety position. He's got that kind of mentality to him. And both of these guys are tremendous communicators, you know, and you can't have enough of that on the back end. I mean, with everything all these NFL teams are doing with personnel and formations and everything, it's been, you have to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed. And you have to see it and communicate it quickly. I mean, if it's like, oh yeah, I saw it, but I didn't get it out in time. Too late, man. That doesn't help either, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't help anybody. And so that's the thing, man, that you know, I haven't had a chance to meet Von in person. Just have, you know, heard what other people have said. As you just said, those are the things that he's bringing to the table that are going to help everyone out. You know, I think of guys like Jordan Battle who are going to really benefit from, you know, being able to be around a Von Bell. And so, when you have that type of veteran like leadership and, you know, that veteran like presence on the field as well, and the way that they communicate, I mean, man, sky's the limit. I really like the moves that our front office and our coaches have made, man, and ownership. I think they're setting us up for success.
No doubt. I mean, you look at it, teammate, like you and Gino were teammates, and then of course Bengals re-up Cody Ford, give him an extension. That's a big deal, you know. Yep. Helping with the depth and the versatility of of personnel that of positions that can be handled by Cody Ford. So with Von Bell, Trey Hendrickson, they were teammates with the Saints, and another guy the Bengals signed, Sheldon Rankins, was with the Saints. Those three guys all played together. How big is that? I mean, it's not like you can't form good bonds with new teammates and all that, but the fact that you're running it back with guys that you've had success, playoff team success with, how big is that to rejoin forces, man?
Yeah, well, it definitely gives the player more comfort. You know, when you come into a situation with a familiar face, you know, you can somewhat ask the questions you want to ask, or, you know, maybe get the real for whatever you're looking for. And so I think Sheldon is another guy, man, that's going to come in and be extremely dominant for us. You know, the way that our rush plans have been defensively, the way Lou gets these guys going, I mean, and, you know, Trey Hendrickson with his presence, I mean, having a guy like Sheldon, man, who's going to be able to win those one-on-one matchups more often than not at that three technique position, is going to help everybody out on the field, but especially Trey Hendrickson.
No doubt. I mean, obviously, you know, they're losing a guy like DJ Reader. He goes to the Detroit Lions. I mean, that's a loss on multiple levels, like we've already talked about, not only what he did on the football field for the Bengals at an extremely high level, you know, as a player, but in the locker room, in the community. I mean, DJ Reader, like yourself, is just one of these special human beings, you know, and replacing a guy like that's difficult. But you have so many guys like that. The roster on this football team, I think the personnel department, the coach, has done such a great job in it, like you talked about when you had your meetings at the combine and the interviews and everything. They have really done a good job of pinpointing, this guy fits what we're trying to do. This guy fits our culture. He's going to be great for our team chemistry. They put the bat on the ball big time in that area.
Yeah, they have, man. And so, you know, when you're building a team, you know, obviously culture is important. And we have a great locker room culture here. We've got a really close locker room. And, you know, it starts with Joe and how he is and his personality, and all that just kind of trickles down to the other leaders and other position groups. And so, you know, I feel like they've paid really close attention to that.
So you're in Cincinnati. You're already, you know, doing your workouts, getting everything together. How does your offseason layout? You got some travel plans? You going to rest the mind and body a little bit? What's your off season look like for Big O?
Yeah. No, man. I mean, OTA start here soon. So I'll be up at the facility pretty much every day, as I have been now, doing that stuff. I'll be going to more Reds games. Can't wait to go to some more Reds games.
There you go.
We just took a trip to Aspen a few weeks ago, me and the family. Cool. That was awesome. No skiing or snowboarding, but it's a lot of shopping and eating. But that's really it, man. I struggle with it now in my career because, man, I love the game so much and I'm so appreciative. I know it's not going to be here forever. And so, you know, man, I really want to make the most of it. And so I struggle getting away from it, if that makes sense at times.
I know. I mean, I can envision your mindset because mine was very similar to what your, it's like, you know, the game, I'm so thankful the game because it's given me so much. So I got to give it everything I possibly can because it's given me so much. I got to reciprocate, man. I got to try to give it everything I can. I got to try to give my team, you know, everything I can. And we've talked about this before. I mean, the offensive line, that unit, that group, it's different, you know? I mean, just the chemistry, the relationships, everything that develops within the offensive line, it's kind of like the team within the team, right?
Yeah, it is. It is, man. And you know, I always use the example of it's more militant than any other position group. You know, it's more it's levels. And so, you know, it's your stripes are earned, and it's a militant like approach up front in terms of our chemistry. And so, you know, you've got your foot soldiers, whoever those may be, you've got your tone setters, you've got your leadership general captains, and you know, your O-line coach is the head man. And so, you know, it's so interesting in terms of the intricacies of the position and the position group.
Speak about the O-line coach, the head man, Frank Pollock. What has he meant to your career and with the talent, with four Super Bowl winners?
Yeah.
For the Cincinnati Bengals, four players that have got the ring, baby,
and that's
what I mean. And then Frank's coordinating everybody's effort. What are your expectations? I mean, what are you looking for, big man?
Yeah, no, man. I mean, Frank's played a huge part in my success in my career last year. I really appreciate everything Frank's approach. You know, and it's not a lot of offensive line coaches that I would say have a humble approach, have an understanding for their personnel and don't try to make guys into something that they aren't. And I feel like that's the one thing that Frank does an amazing job at, is he lets you be you, and he allows you to skin a cat more than, you know, one way. And when you're an offensive lineman, it always helps so much with confidence and development. And so I've got so much respect for him and his knowledge about the game and his insight. You know, he's coached some great players during his time as well. And so he's been a huge help for me over the last year, man, just really getting to know him and understand offensive line play and his viewpoint a lot better.
You know, when you talk about Frank and his approach, having played the game, having been a pro in the NFL for 9 years himself, I mean, he understands. You know, it's like what you're talking about makes so much sense because everybody's body is different. It's not cookie cutter. You know, some guys have long arms, some guys have short arms. Some guys have long trunks, some guys have short trunks, long legs, short legs. So if you have all these different body types, why do you think it's like, this is the only way to do it? This is what you have to do from a technique standpoint. This is it, period. Well, man, there are so many different body. Why not adapt them to what that guy can and can't do with respect to his body type? I mean, his approach makes so much sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And that's, you know, why, you know, guys like Ted have been able to come here and play some of their best ball in their career. Alex Kappa, myself, Trenton here soon. It gives you that raw confidence that you need, you know, that allows you to go out there and just play with your muscle memory and take that time and practice to work on these different techniques, to learn what fits your body and play style and type the best.
Well, big man, can't thank you enough for the time that you carved out for us. I mean, you're outstanding. And, man, not just the Cincinnati Bengals, but the city of Cincinnati and all of Bengal Nation, they know how lucky they are to have you a part of the organization. And man, I'm holding the flag to lead that parade. No question. I'm a big fan of yours, Big O. You're the best.
No, I feel the same way, Lap, about you, man. Thank you so much, man. And, you know, obviously what you've done for the city over the years. I mean, I hope the grades just as much. I'll say that.
Appreciate you. Enjoy the offseason. And I know you will. Take it as an opportunity to get better. It's always there for us, right?
Yes, sir.
Have a great one, Stud.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team. Opportunity knocking.